Krishna Kirtana Gana Natana Parau Premam Mitam Vanidhi Dhiradhira Jana Priyau Priyataram Nirmastarau Pujetau Sri Chaitanya Kripabharam Bhuvi Bhuvan Bharavahantvanakam Bande Rupa Sanatanam Raghujugam Sri Jiva Gopalakam Krishna Kirtana Gana Nattana Paro Premamritamanidhi Dhira Dhira Janapriyo Priyakaro Nirmasaro Pujito Sri Chaitanya Kripavaro Bhuvi Bhuva Bharavahantarako Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghujugo Sri Jiva Gopala. This is a prayer offering obeisances to the six Goswamis, direct disciples of Lord Chaitanya. Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghujugo. The six Goswamis' names are Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghujugo. And there are two Raghus. One Raghunath Das Goswami and one Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. According to old Vedic system, there are four castes: Brahmin, Kshatriyas, Vaisyas and Shudras. So, this Raghunath Das Goswami belong to the, of course, Vaishnav is never Shudra, but in social standard, they belong to the Kshatriya or Shudra. Therefore, he is named as Das Goswami, Raghunath Das. So, the six Goswamis Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghujugo Sri Jiva Gopal. So, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and two Raghunath Goswami, and four. And then, Jiva Goswami, and Gopal Bhatta Goswami, six Goswamis. Practically, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left behind him that eight slokas, sikhastra, which you have seen, I have translated in my first volume of Srimad Bhagavatam. On the basis of those eight verses, the Goswami's literatures, volumes of books, from Vrindavan they were dispatched after the disappearance of the Goswamis, they left so many books handwritten that when they were dispatched, it was a full cartload, a big cartload. Just imagine how many books they wrote. They are great scholars, and many varieties of books of bhakti school, Krishna consciousness, they wrote. So, these Goswamis were engaged Krishna's kirtana gana nartana, chanting and dancing. Kirtana means chanting and nartana means dancing. Krishna's kirtana, utkirtana. Utkirtana means very lively, not soft. So this loud kirtan was inaugurated by Lord Chaitanya. So this disturbance, this complaint was current even in his own time. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was introducing this kirtan system. So many Brahmins of Navadvip, they complained to the Mahamedan magistrate. At that time, the government was Mahamedan government, Pathan, to the Qazi, that this boy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was that time, 17 years, 15 years old boy, but he was very popular by introducing this Sankirtan, Hare Krishna, chanting and dancing. And he said that simply by chanting and dancing, as we are saying, one will achieve the highest perfectional stage. So, the Brahmins were working as priests. They thought that their business will not go on. They prescribed so many ritualistic performances, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying, simply by chanting, one can achieve the highest perfection. So they were disturbed, and they lodged complaint to the then magistrate, Qazi, Maulana Chand Qazi. His name was Maulana Chand Qazi. You know, when a Mohammedan is learned and religious, he gets the title Maulana. So, that magistrate, Chand Qazi, was very learned scholar, not only in Mohammedan scriptures, but he was a great scholar in Hindu scripture also. Just like in British period in India, there are many responsible English officers, just like High Court Judge, Civil Service, or they are very vastly learned in Sanskrit. One Mr. Woodruff, Justice Woodruff, Englishman, in Calcutta High Court, oh, he was a very great scholar, Sanskrit scholar, and he translated all the tantric shastras. So, scholarly people are always there. It doesn't matter. They do not belong to any class of men. Scholars are scholars. Saintly persons are saintly persons. So, this Chand Qazi was a great scholar. And the Brahmins lost complaint that this boy, Nimai Pandit, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was known at that time, Nimai Pandit. His mother's given name was Nimai. And because he was also very great scholar, in 16 years old, he defeated many scholars. One scholar came from Kashmir. His name was Keshav Kashmiri. He defeated all scholars of India. But when he came to Navadvip, he was defeated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a great scholar. He was scholar in logic, especially. So he was known as Nimai Pandit. Pandit means learned scholar. Especially Brahmins are called Pandit, because generally the Brahmins are expected to be great scholars. So, unfortunately, later on, the Pandit title was there, but some of them were great fools. Perhaps you know, our late Prime Minister, Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru, perhaps you've heard his name, is Nehru. He came to your country, I think, during President Eisenhower's time. And in some meeting, some American gentlemen, or boys, I do not know, they asked him to explain some of the verses from Bhagavad Gita. And he is, admitted that he was not a scholar in Bhagavad Gita. So, but his title was there, Pandit. Generally, the Brahmins have given this title, Pandit, on account of their scholarship in Vedic literature. So, Nimai Pandit, so, Nimai Pandit. Yes. So, a complaint was lodged against him, and he disobeyed the order of the Qazi, civil disobedience, and there was a great incident. Then the Qazi became his admirer, follower. That is a long story. So these Goswamis, six Goswamis, they picked up Lord Chaitanya's eight verses and they wrote so many books. Oh, the Goswamis are coming. Hare Krishna. So these Goswamis were chanting and dancing. Krishna Kirtana Gana Natsana Paro. So we are creating the descendants of Goswamis here in the Western countries. You are also chanting and dancing, following the footprints of the Goswamis. Krishna Kirtana Gana Nartana Paro. And they were chanting and dancing, not dry. Primam Mritamboni Dhi, dipped into the ocean of love of Krishna. You cannot chant and dance for a long time unless you are deep into the ocean of love of Krishna. That is the specific qualification of the dancer and chanter. If you ask somebody to chant and dance for 1 hour, he will get tired. But this chanting and dancing is so nice that these Goswamis, they can go on chanting and dancing for 24 hours. Premamritamunidhi. Because they are dipped into the ocean of love of Krishna. Krishna kirtana gana nattana paro premamritamunidhi. Dhira dhira janapriyo. Dhira, dhira means gentle. And adhira means ruffians, not gentle. So they were affectionate and popular both to the gentle as well as ruffians. These Goswamis, everyone liked them. Krishna consciousness is so nice that unless one is staunch atheist, everyone will like this Krishna conscious movement. As an evidence, people are receiving these boys who are chanting and dancing out of their love. They are contributing something. They are purchasing magazines. So this is sympathy, sign of love. So they are not, of course, very big business magnate or politicians. They are common men. But it is appealing to the common people. There is no doubt about it. So these Goswamis were also very popular amongst all classes of men. Dhira, dhira, janapriyo. Priyakaro. Because they were also benefit. They were doing something which is beneficial to the mass of people. Dhira, dhira, janapriyo, priyakaro, nirmasaro. Nirmasaro means not envious. We are not envious to anyone. Yesterday I received one letter from Rai Rama. He wanted my permission to make some propaganda in our magazine, Back to Godhead, against animal slaughter, butchery. So I replied that why should we be against a class of men who are known in the society as butcher? Actually, everyone is butcher. Actually, so-called gentlemen who are, I mean to say, supporting these butchers, they are also butchers. According to Manu Sanghita, there are 8 kinds of butchers. The man who is killing the animal, the man who is ordering to kill the animal, the man who is skinning the animal, the man who is purchasing the meat, the man who is cooking, the man who is eating, they are called all butchers. Just like if there is a murder case and there is a conspiracy, So it is not the man who has directly killed some person, he is arrested, but everyone who is in the conspiracy, they are all arrested. That is the common law. So in that sense, everyone is butcher. Besides that, because a person is killing some cow or some animal, we are calling butcher. But mostly, they are killing their soul. Anyone who is unconscious, who is ignorant of his spiritual identity, identifying himself with this body and misusing this opportunity of human form of life simply for animal sense gratification, they are also butchers. If killing of some living entity is butchery, then how great a butcher is he who is killing himself? He is killing an animal, but he is killing his self. Atmaha, atmaha, self-killing, out of ignorance. Everyone is ignorant. Any sinful activity is done out of ignorance. So ignorance is no excuse. The butcher is killing animal because he does not know what is the effect of this killing. Similarly, persons who do not know what is the value of this human form of life and simply spoiling it just like animals, they are also butchering themselves. There is a nice instructive verse in Sanskrit. One saintly person was giving his blessings to different kinds of persons. He first of all saw one boy. He was a prince, son of a king. So he blessed him. Rajaputra, my dear prince, Chiranjiva, you live forever. Then he saw one brahmachari, a disciple of a spiritual master. He said, Majiva Muniputraka, you are the disciple of a central person. You do not live, you die immediately. The Rajaputra, Chiranjiva, the prince, son of a king, you live forever. And you are brahmachari, Muniputra, your son of a saintly person. Say, you die immediately. Then there was a saintly person, and he said, he offered his blessing to the saintly person. Jivova marova sadhu. Sadhu means saintly person, sadhu. So my dear saintly person, either you live or you die as you like. And there was a butcher. He told for the butcher, Majivo ma maro iti. You neither live nor die. So what is the significance of these four kinds of blessings? The significance is that he blessed the Rajaputra, royal prince, to live forever, because whatever enjoyment he is having, this is for this life. Next life is very horrible for him. Next life. Just like generally in the opulent countries like America and other European countries, they are materially very opulent. They do not care for anything. They do anything, whatever they like, because they are very much proud of their material opulence. But they do not care what they are going to be next life. Therefore, the so long they live, that is good for them. As soon as they die, they are going to the darkest region of the hell. Therefore, the prince, the king's son was blessed, you live forever. And so far the brahmachari or the son of a muni, he is undergoing penance, austerities, fasting, not very comfortable life. So he was blessed that you die immediately, because by his pious activities he has elevated himself so high that as soon as he dies he goes to Vaikuntha, kingdom of God. Therefore the better, sooner he dies is better. So he Maniputra, Mahajiva Maniputra. And so far saintly person, sadhu, he said, jivo va maro va. A saintly person, either you live or die, the same thing. Because you are serving Krishna in this life, and as soon as you die, you will serve Krishna directly. So it is all the same. And so far the butcher is concerned, he said, Majiva Mamara. You don't die, don't live. Don't live means you are living in such a wretched condition, killing every day, horrible life. Your living is horrible. And if you die, you are going to the darkest region of the hellish condition. So both life, living or dying, it is very horrible for you. So you don't live, don't die. So that is the blessing to the butcher. Don't live, don't die. Living condition is also horrible, and after death, it is also horrible. But unfortunately, every one of us is committing butchery without understanding self-realization. What is self? What I am? Therefore, Vedanta Sutra says that try to understand yourself. Adhata Brahma Jigyasa. This human form of life is meant for searching out, understanding, inquiring about Brahma. We are all Brahmas. Because we are part and parcel of the Supreme Brahma, therefore we are all Brahma. So, if we do not inquire what is Brahma, then that is suicide. In the human form of life, if you do not make inquiries, what is Brahma? Athata Brahma Jigyasa. Jigyasa means inquiry. This is the first aphorism in the Vedanta Sutra, that atha means thus, atha means hereafter. Hereafter means that we have passed through 8,400,000 of species of life. Now we have got civilized form of human body. Now it is the time to inquire what I am, what is God, what is my relationship with God. So in every human society there is such inquiry. And there is some answer also. So, cultivating this knowledge, Krishna consciousness or God consciousness is essential. If we do not take to these inquiries, simply if we engage ourselves in the animal propensities, because this material body is animal body, but the consciousness is developed. In the animal body or in the lower than animal body, just like trees and plants, they are also living entities. The consciousness is not developed. If you cut a tree, because the consciousness is not developed, it does not protest. But it feels the pain. That is scientifically proved by Sir Jagadish Chandra Bose. It feels. But the feeling is not so strong. But if you kill one animal, it protests because the consciousness is developed. Similarly, if you kill a man, that protest is still vehement because the consciousness is still more advanced. So in this way, in different forms of life, we are developing different types of consciousness. Just like this child, because it has got a certain type of body, its consciousness is not so developed. But when this body will be grown up, when this girl will be young, then her consciousness is also will be different. Not will be, it will develop. Similarly, our consciousness should develop. The perfection, the ultimate goal, the limit of development is Krishna consciousness. The consciousness is developing one after another in different bodies. But Krishna consciousness means that is the ultimate development. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan amang prapaddhati. This is the definition how consciousness reaches its perfection. Bahunam janmanam ante. That perfection is reached after many, many births. Just like aquatics, plants, trees, reptiles, birds, bees, then uncivilized human form of body, then civilized form of body, and especially the Vedic style of body, that is considered to be the highest perfectional body. And Vedic perfectional stage also achieves the highest goal when it is Krishna consciousness. The Krishna consciousness is the highest goal of life. We should always remember. And Bhagavad Gita says, Bahunam janmanamante jnanavanamang prabaddhate. After many, many births of evolution, one after another, one after another, one after another, that evolution is going every moment. So, when one is perfectly wise, bhavanam janmanamante jnanavan. Jnanavan means perfectly wise. Jnana means knowledge. And van means one who has. The Sanskrit word, banja says bhagavan. Bhago means opulence. And van means one who has. So Bhagavan means one who has got six kinds of opulences in full. So every Sanskrit word has got its root meaning. It is not just like Krishna. Krishna has got his root meaning. Krishna, the greatest, Kris, and no means negation. There are different meanings, but this is one of the meaning. Another Krishna meaning is all attract. God is great. That very idea is perfectly expressed in the word Krishna. So, bahunam janmanamante jnanavan. Jnanavan means who has attained, who has possessed, who is in possession of highest wisdom. That is Krishna consciousness. Bahunam janmanamante jnanavan maanga prabhadvati. And what is Krishna consciousness? Krishna says, one who surrenders unto me, one who comes to me and surrenders, my dear Krishna, I now understand that you are my eternal protector, you are my eternal friend, you are my eternal maintainer, I forgot you, now I understand, so I come to you and surrender. Please give me protection. This is called Saranagati. So, he is wisest man. And he continues to serve Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. So, bahunam janmanamante jnanavan maang prabhadate. What maang? What is that maang? He, Krishna says, unto me. So, unto me, Krishna is everything. Because he is the Supreme Lord, therefore he is everything. What sort of the Vasudeva, that form of Krishna, Vasudeva. Vasudeva means the son of Vasudeva. That means the Krishna of Srimad Bhagavatam who appeared himself as the son of Vasudeva, Vasudeva. Son of Vasudeva is known as Vasudeva. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. And Vasudeva is all-pervasive. Whatever we see, whatever we experience, that is expansion of Vasudeva's energy. So one who understands, in the ninth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita also, it is said, maya tatamidam sarvam. Everything, whatever you see, I am there. It is my expansion. Maya tatamidam. Tatam means expanded. I have been expanded everywhere. Just like this watch. This is also Krishna. This is also Krishna. The Mayavad philosophy, they misunderstand that if Krishna has expanded to become this watch, to become this pot, to become this light, to become this room, to become this cloth, then Krishna is finished. Nama Krishna. That is impersonalism. But that is not the fact. Krishna exists. That is also confirmed by the Vedas. Purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate. The absolute truth is so perfect that if perfectly taken from the perfect, everything is taken, still is there. Just like this is a watch. If you take its hands, if you take its glass, if you take its machine, then what remains there? Nothing. It becomes zero. But Krishna is so full and complete, if you take millions of Krishna from Krishna, then Krishna is still there. That is Krishna's omnipotency. God is omnipotent. They do not understand what is this omnipotence. They say some words, almighty, omnipotent, but they do not understand what is this omnipotence. Just like, even from material example we can see that the sun planet diffusing. You do not know how much temperature, what is the degree of that temperature, diffusing for millions and millions of years, still the temperature is the same. If it is possible to a material thing, which is an insignificant creation of God, if the sun is so much omnipotent, not omnipotent, the sun's light or the sun sign is from, derived from Krishna's spiritual potency, but we can see that it is so much potent that diffusing sun sign for millions of years, there is no decrease of temperature. So, Vasudeva Sarvamiti means Vasudeva expands himself in so many universes, so many planets, so many paraphernalia. Still, he is in Goloka Vrindavan. That is stated in the Brahma Sangita. Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuta. He is enjoying in his planet Goloka Vrindavan and still he is all pervasive. Maya tatamidam sadvam jagat abhakta murtina. So when one comes to this understanding that Krishna, Vasudeva, he keeps himself always intact, although he is all-pervasive, Vasudeva Sarvamiti. So Mahatma Sudurlava, Mahatma means great soul. Just like you have heard the name of Mahatma Gandhi in our country. But the definition of Mahatma in Bhagavad Gita is different. If Mahatma is not a politician, the Mahatma is not for the Indians and not for the Americans or any certain limited circle. Mahatma is not like that. Of course, the Indian people awarded the title Mahatma Gandhi. But Mahatma means different. Mahatma's definition is given in the Bhagavad Gita. There it is stated, Mahatmanastumang Pratho Devi Prakriti Masrita. A Mahatma is under the shelter of the internal potency of God. There are two kinds of potencies. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. You should read Bhagavad Gita very carefully. You'll understand everything. Apara and para. These are stated. Bhumi rapa analo bayu khanga buddhi manari vacha. Bhinna me prakriti rastadha. The Lord says, the material world, what is this material world? This material world is composition of earth, water, air, fire, ether, and this is gross elements, gross ingredients. There are finer, subtle ingredients, mind, intelligence, ego. So these eight gross and fine elements, which is the material world. That is expressed in the Bhagavad Gita, the Bhinname Prakriti Ashtadha. These eight kinds of Prakriti, nature, is my separated inferior energy. Aparayam, this is inferior. They are inferior. Itastu Annamay Prakriti Para. Besides these eight elements, there is another prakriti, another nature, which is superior. What is that? We can see earth, water, fire, air, and of course mind we can feel, intelligence we can feel, ego also we can feel, there is feeling, although we cannot see because they are subtle. And what about the other? So, that is expressed in the Bhagavad Gita. Jiva Bhuta Mahabhava. My dear Arjuna, they are this living entity. Some of the nonsense philosophers, they are identifying the soul with the mind, with the intelligence, with ego, but they are all material. The soul is different. So, this is Daivi Prakriti. A spiritual nature, the material nature and spiritual nature. So Mahatma means Mahatmanustumang Pratha Daivi Prakriti Mahasrit. Mahatmas, those who are Mahatma, they take shelter of the spiritual nature. And those who are Duratma or Khudratma, Maha means great. And just opposite to Maha means, opposite to Maha is Khudra, is small. Just like somebody is very liberal and somebody is very miser. The Mahatma is broad, broader-minded, the broader soul, whose soul has become broader. How you can become broader? If you dovetail yourself with the supreme broadest, then you become broader. Otherwise you become smaller. So this is the difference between Mahatma and Khudratma. People are generally, they are doing something for his own body, something for his society, something for his family, something for his country. So you can expand your activities. But unless you expand your activities to Krishna consciousness, you become the smaller. So, Mahatmanusuna, Mangpatha, Dvivi Prakriti Mahasrita, Bhajanti Anandamanaswa. So, Mahatma means Krishna consciousness, who is unalloyedly attached to the loving transcendental service of Krishna. Bhajanti mang ananna manaso. This is the definition of Mahatma. Anyone who is 100% engaged in the service of Krishna, he is Mahatma. Not by stamping that you are Mahatma, I am Mahatma. No. This is the definition of Mahatma. Mahatma anustamang prasa daivi prakriti mahatma. Daivi Prakriti means they are no more interested with this material world. They are interested with the spiritual energy. Because we are spiritual energy. We are the same energy, we are seeking after the same energy. Just like water can mix with water. Oil cannot mix with water. If you put a drop of oil with water, the oil will remain separate. But if you put a drop of water with water, immediately it mixes. Seems like we are spirit soul. As soon as we are in the spiritual world, in spiritual activities, then we are one. There is no discordance. There is no opposing elements. But so long we exist in the material world, everything opposing. Everything opposing. Therefore, it is struggle. Struggle for existence. Suppose if you are thrown into the sea, however expert swimmer you may be, it is struggle. It is struggle for existence. But if you are on the land, there is no such struggle. You live natural life. Similarly, Mahatma, those who have become broader by Krishna consciousness, by surrendering unto Krishna, after many, many births, bahunam janmanam ante, ante means after, janma means birth, and are fully understanding that everything is Krishna, everything is display of Krishna's energy. So Krishna and Krishna's energy, there are two things. So we are praying, Hare Krishna. Hare means we are praying to the energy, the internal energy, the spiritual energy, Radharan. Hare. We are praying Hare, oh, the energy of Krishna and Krishna. Krishna is always with energy. Prasa Shakti Vividayusyat. Krishna, the Supreme Lord, has many multifarious energies. Whatever we are seeing, it is all manifestation of His energy. So we are praying both to the energy. We are praying to the material energy also. Material energy also perverted reflection of the spiritual energy. Actually, there is no material energy. Everything is spiritual. But when the material, spiritual energy is covered by ignorance, just like when the sky is covered by cloud, it becomes dark. Similarly, spiritual energy, when it is covered by material energy, the cloud has no separate existence. It is also creation of the sunshine. Similarly, the material energy has also no separate existence. It is also creation of Krishna. But it appears and disappears. The spiritual energy remains. So when we dovetail ourselves with the spiritual energy, then we become perfect. That is our perfection. The Krishna consciousness is dovetailing ourselves with the spiritual energy and thus become perfect. And this human form of life is meant for that purpose. So we are following the six Goswamis, Krishna Kirtana Gana Nartana Paro. Always chanting and dancing and chanting. What is chanting? Not any slogan, but Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. This is chanting. Chanting does not mean that you chant like some parrot. No. Chanting Krishna. Krishna kirtana ganana. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu. Kirtanam, chanting, and savanam, hearing. What? There are so many subject matter of chanting and hearing. No, Krishna or Vishnu. So chanting and hearing. This was inaugurated by Lord Chaitanya and followed by the six Goswamis. And we are also following the footprints of the six Goswamis. Therefore, we should offer our respectful obeisances. Bande Rupa Sanatana Uragujigo Sri Jiva Gopala. We offer our respectful obeisances to Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and to Raghunath Goswami, and Jiva Goswami, and Gopal Bhatt Goswami. Thank you very much. Where have you been, Bhavan there?
I'm working. I have a job.
Oh.
Making furniture, working with wood. I'm learning a lot so I can make nice drawings.
That's all right. So, any question?
Is there anyone similar to Joan of Arc in the Srimad Bhagavatam?
Hmm?
Are you familiar with Joan of Arc? She was a saint.
Yes.
Is there any person in the Srimad Bhagavatam similar to her?
Study. You want to see Joan of Arc in Srimad Bhagavatam? Why don't you take Joan of Arc of Srimad Bhagavatam? Any activities of devotee, that is Srimad Bhagavatam. What do you mean by Bhagavatam? Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam. This word comes from Bhagavan. Bhagavat, Bhagavat Sabda. The word is Bhagavat. And pertaining to Bhagavat is Bhagavat. So, Bhagavat can be expanded to any unlimited. So anything in relationship with God, that is Bhagavatam. So if Joan of Arc, she was in relationship with God, she is also Bhagavatam. You should expand Bhagavatam in that way.
Recently, it said in the newspaper where these scientists were sending a Sputnik around the moon. And I have read in your Easy Journey to Other Planets that no matter how many endeavors they make, they will never reach these other planets.
Yes.
Is this
not the process of reaching. This is childish. That also I have made statement. This is childish. You cannot go to the moon planet in that way. That's not possible. They simply create story, but it will never be successful.
Well, we know Krishna as well by the thinking always, how can we spread this Krishna consciousness? Do you be good to know Krishna as much as if you study thoroughly the Vedas?
Yes. Siddhanta valiya chitte na karalas. You have to understand the science of Krishna. There are so many books. The more, the Goswamis were doing that. The next verse, I have explained one verse. The next verse is, nana shastra vichara naika nipuno. They are very much expert in studying very scrutinizingly all Vedic literature. So, of course, reading or hearing, you may not have time to read, but try to read. If you have no time, you are hearing. We are publishing literature, books. I am trying to speak to you. That is also understanding, studying Krishna science. Rather, hearing is better reception. If you hear that Vedas are therefore known as Shruti. Shruti means it is received through hearing. The real process is hearing. And this age, Kali Yuga, people cannot study so much. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was called by Prakashananda Saraswati, he presented himself that what can I understand? Vedanta, Sutra, I am a fool. Therefore my spiritual master has ordered me to simply chant. So, this chanting will help you. Jasya devi para bhakti jatha devi tatha guru. Simply by studying, becoming bookworm, you cannot advance. The real secret is, that is stated in the Vedas, unflinching faith in God and spiritual master. Then things will be revealed from within. How much strength you have got to study all these books? But Vedas says, jasya deva para bhakti, jatha deva tatha guru. If one has got unflinching faith in God and similar faith in the spiritual master, the seva katita jatya prakashanti mahatman, to him only the Vedic knowledge becomes revealed. And this is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. And the Lord Krishna says, Tesam satata yuktanang bhajatang priti purvakam. Those who are engaged in my service with love and affection, buddhi yugam dadamitam. I personally give him intelligence. Jino mam upajantite, by which he can come to me. In another place, it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Tesam evanu kampartam. In order to show these devotees special favor, Tesam evanu kampartam aham ajnana jantama nasayami. I personally dissipate their darkness within the heart. Everything in the mind is full of darkness, therefore we are conditioned. So Krishna, from within, he drives away the darkness of ignorance. Aham ajnana jagatam na swami. Aham ajnana jagatam na swami. Atma bhava, just like that. So he is within you. If you are sincere to him and to the instruction following, then everything will come out automatically, even if you don't read. This is the special significance of Krishna consciousness, that if you want simply sincere soul, then everything is there. You study or no study. But for preaching what, studying required. Because you have to meet so many opposing elements, so if you can give some reference from books of authority, but even if you don't give references, you can speak logically, you can place arguments logically. So, Krishna will help. Krishna is within you. Don't think that Krishna is without. He is without and within, both. That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, when Krishna was standing before Kunti, and he also entered within the womb of Uttara to save Parikrit Maharaj. So Kunti said that, I see that you are within and without, still you are unseen. God is within and without, but the rascals cannot see. They say, where is God? Can you show me? But he is always, everywhere, within and without. So one has to train himself how to see. That is described in the Brahma Sangita. Premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena. One has to anoint the eyes with love of God, then he can see. Premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena. Santa sadaiva hridayesu vilokayante. Santa, saint person. Saint, just like your Saint Francisco. The saint is Sanskrit word. Santa. This saint word is Sanskrit word. Santa sadaiva hridayesu vilokayante. Those are saints, saints. They always see God within and without. They have got eyes to see. And what is that? Specialized. There is love of God. That's it.
Lord Jesus Christ said that if you would see God, your eye must be single. Was he referring to that same statement, that love of God is that single eye?
That means your one eye will be lost? What do you mean by that?
Just he stated it that...
No, no, what do you understand by that? Your eyes will be single. Is that the... Then what do you mean, what do you understand by this statement?
I understand that your attention will be one-pointed on God.
That's it. That's it. When you actually see God, you cannot see anything except God. That is God seeing. That is stated in Chaitanya Chaitamrita. Sthavara jangam dakhe na dakhe tar murti. A highly elevated devotee, first class devotee, he sees trees, or the animals are moving, non-moving, so many varieties. But he does not see their form. Everywhere he sees Krishna. And that is a fact. Krishna says that sarva jonishu kaunteya sambhavanti murtayaja. There are millions of varieties of forms of life, but I am the seed-giving father. So a devotee says, oh, here is a son of Krishna, here is a son of Krishna, here is a son of Krishna, here is a son of Krishna. So as if you love somebody, as soon as you see his son, you immediately remember whose son he is. Therefore, he sees the tree, but he immediately remembers, oh, it is Krishna's. He sees a dog, he immediately sees Krishna, oh, he is Krishna. He sees a watch, oh, he immediately sees, it is Krishna. Therefore, he is single eye, Krishna. That's all. He has no other, any other vision. Everything Krishna's. Therefore, he wants to take everything towards Krishna. Please come to Krishna consciousness. You are missing. You are Krishna's. Why you are identifying with this nonsense? Why you are thinking American, Indian, or this or that? You are Krishna's. Come to Krishna. This is our propaganda. We want to give eyes to the people. They are blind, and their leaders are blind. Andha jathandhi rupaniyamana. Nati vidu sartha gatinya Vishnu. They do not know what is their ultimate goal of life. It is Krishna, God. So what Lord Jesus Christ says, it is right. So, have some kirtan? Or any other question? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Thank you.
सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय। रामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तविंद की जय। श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिगोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप धाम की जय। समवेत भक्तविंद की जय। All glory to the assembled world. All glory to the assembled world. All glory to the assembled world. Thank you very much.